Can you talk a little bit more about the nature of the neuropathy he was experiencing?
So it's typically a cumulative peripheral, it's more sensory neuropathy rather than, I've had rare patients who've actually had some motor weakness, but it really is much more of a sensory neuropathy that's early on, maybe fairly transient, self-limiting, lasting for a few days after treatment, but it really does build up and accumulate with time. Compared to oxaliplatin, it's not quite as temperature dependent, and patients will describe it as sometimes as numbness, but more often in terms of that pins and needles, that tingling sensation. Hands, feet, combination of both. And really, once it reaches a point where it is long-lasting and starting to affect their balance, starting to affect their fine motor tasks, that's when we really need to back down or even hold the nab-paclitaxel for a time.
This may seem like a strange question, but intermittently I hear people talking about the use of ice, for example, holding bags of frozen peas or something in their hands to prevent neuropathy. Have you ever heard about that or done that?
I have not heard or done that. Now, patients have tried a variety of other strategies. A lot of our patients in the Bay Area use acupuncture to good effect. Some use CBD oil. A lot of folks will use medications like Neurontin. There's some evidence for antidepressant medications like duloxetine being useful. That obviously has its own side effects. So I'll discuss that with patients, but most have declined that.